Guys, when it comes to survival, it's something you really need to take seriously. And there's a lot of gears, a lot of opinions, and different things offered. But one source that I love to go to is the U.S. military, putting together survival kits, you know, for those that are in harm's way, that will actually have to use these in a life and death situation. Today we're going to take a look at the Type 1 Class 3 U.S. military issued survival kit. These are particularly used by the U.S. Marine Corps. And this is a complete survival kit. One of the things that I love about kits like this and going through them is that you can tailor your kit to what they're putting together with this issued kit. It doesn't necessarily have to be the items they use, but it can definitely help you to make sure you're not missing something or adding something into your kit. These were issued in the 1990s. In fact, this one is dated July 1991. Now, it comes in this really unique material. It is waterproof, but it's also abrasion proof. It's a woven material. It's almost like cloth. And these are vapor proof. They're grease proof. So these are made to withstand some kind of, you know, disaster and yet still be intact. And we have all the reference numbers and the markings on each one. This comes in two separate kits. It's an A and B, and each one, the items are labeled on the back. Now guys, sometimes these kits can be difficult to find. Sometimes you can find them on eBay or Amazon, but this one was from the Army Navy sales, just a website I found. These were $99, which seems to be about the going rate for these. And again, it does break into the two components. First thing you want to do is just go ahead and split the kit up. So I'm just going to take a knife, and you can see this material is really sturdy. And these are designed so you can fit these into a cargo pocket, or you can slip this in your rucksack. As you can see, it's still sealed, so we're going to go ahead and open it up beyond where it was sealed. Nice mylar material inside. I mean, you could possibly use this for other things later. And the kit itself is vacuum sealed. I mean, there's a lot of different numbers on here that you can scan for barcodes. Now here are the components out of side A. First off, we have just a regular Ziploc bag, and you can take all the components once you unload them and you can pack them into this bag. We have a really unusual candle, and this is typical for all of them, and it is wrapped up. I'm not really sure if this was actually melted in the pack, but you do have your wick here. You have a small little tea candle base, and you can set this up. It's out of the plastic wrap. Here we have some brass snare wire. Now also we have a space blanket, and I really like this one. It's pretty basic, but it does have a green backing on the backside, so for escape and evasion, you can put that down, but it's definitely thin. And then you have your regular. This is going to be great to, you know, to protect you from the elements. You could even make a small shelter out of this and reflect the heat. Now this is really interesting. It's a fishing kit for survival. Has everything listed on here. It's in this metal tin, which I love. I mean, you can use this metal tin actually to heat water, cook food, things like that. There is some 100 mile an hour tape or duct tape all around. So we're going to go ahead and pull it off. This has been stored for a long time. So even though this duct tape is still fairly usable, it's lost a little bit of its stickiness. We have instructions for the fishing kit. And man, we've got a lot of items in here. First off, we have a finger saw. And it's one of the smaller little blades. You do have an extra blade with it. The best thing to do is to take this and put it on a piece of wood, a bent piece of wood, and you can use it as a standard saw. But again, you can change these blades out. That makes this really a cool item. Now here we have the kit laid out. We have two different sizes of monofilament line. They're on a little spool. We have monofilament line with leaders. We also have a number of different hooks with sinkers. We have some lures. We have tri-hooks. I mean, this kit in itself is just excellent. I mean, this is one of the best survival fishing kits I've ever seen. There's also a couple of really small hooks right here as well. Then we have a repair kit with safety pins and with needles, and we have a razor blade. So really some great items to really help you with your survival kit. We have various leader knots and hitches for your fishing kit, and fishing instructions under survival conditions. And guys, this is side A, and I'll have to admit, I'm pretty impressed. But from what I understand, some of the earlier kits did come with a plastic container. I love the metal container. This can double also as a signal mirror. As you can see, it's very reflective. I got everything back in the kit using the tape to kind of hold it down. And everything fits back into the little Ziploc bag, and we can tuck this away in a cargo pocket. Next, we're gonna look at side B. Again, everything is ziplocked. Very tight, even from 1991. That's pretty impressive. Now here are all the contents out of the B-side. Each of these was wrapped up in different type protective things. In fact, this little knife actually has Cosmoline on it. This is a Camillus, so it's a really high quality with US markings on it. Nice solid blade. And we have a can opener, we have a screwdriver with a bottle opener, and then we have an awl. Very well done, nice high quality knife. In fact, these are pretty sought after. It has a little lanyard here as well. And Camillus right here on the blade. Another really cool item is this storage bag for water. This is a really cool, it's a quart size. It's really heavy duty material. I mean, this is solid. And then we have a little place here where you don't really seal it up, even though it's actually reinforced right here. Put your water in, take and just fold this down, seals that up. Then you can actually seal it right here with this little small buckle. And then right here on the other side, we have a small thing for a belt loop, or you can attach this to a pack or something like that. We have hurricane matches that are windproof and waterproof. Here you can see them. Go ahead and test them out. Oh, there you go. Woo! Wow. And so that's going to burn, give you some good lighting capability, even since 1991. We also have a magnesium bar with a striker. This is a Doan, which is one of the top names, really because of the striker. These are excellent. Has a small instruction manual here. Gives you all the information you need, even with survival tips. We also have a survival whistle. And one thing that I think was a mistake, it had two of the signal mirrors on here. Now you can peel this back, it helps protect the mirror itself. Then you have a small hole you can look through, you have a lanyard point. There were two in the pack. Because here it has compass, smoke chaser, signaling mirror, they stuck an extra signal mirror and no compass. So really a compass needs to go with this. And guys, that's one thing you don't want to do is to find yourself with a survival kit without the necessary items. So double check. Also included is a Ziploc bag. We've got everything put in here. And again, we can just slip this in our cargo pocket. Just make sure you throw in, you know, one of the Suunto or Brewton compasses to complete the kit. And again, here are the two components for the kits. Each one goes in your pocket. Let me tell you one thing too, though, another tip is if you have it in a pack, sometimes you could lay your pack down. Having your survival items on your person in case you need to really get out of there can really mean the difference between life and death. So at least have a small mini kit with you at all times. And again, these were about $100 at the Army Navy sales. I'll have a link down below in the description so you can check that out. So guys, again, we're going to the well. The U.S. military knows what they're doing when it comes to survival. And whether you get this kit itself or you put together the items that are in this kit, because they're all commercially available pretty much. This is a great way to build your survival kit. And guys, if you're serious about prepping and survival, check out Survival Dispatch Insider. Again, one of the top resources on the web for survival and prepping. Many of the world-renowned contributors are there, and we upload one video a week on the Insider. I'll have a link down below in the description. Check it out. Be strong, be of good courage. God bless America. Long live the Republic. Today we're going to take a look at the class. They're very difficult to find. These are actually All right, what the?